It's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Hello, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements. We talk about vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
Also with us in the studio is our medical co-host
Dr. Richard Podell.
Yes. Dr. Richard Podell. Nice to see you, Dr. Podell.
Thank you, Sam.
It's been a while. Also with us in the studio is a frequent guest on the Wilner Window, Dr. Donald Brown. Dr. Brown is a naturopathic physician. He's an author, lecturer, and he's a consultant. And he's here on behalf of one of the leading herbal and vitamin companies, Nature's Way. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Sam. Don, nice to hear your voice. And Dr. Podell, how are you?
Hi, Don. Long time. I guess you're here, what, a year ago?
They're actually back in May. You weren't in the studio.
Okay, great.
I was supposed to be in studio, but the airlines told me I couldn't make it out. So we're doing it by phone this time.
Well, we're glad to have you. Don?
Yeah. Before we start, some of you remember last week I told you that Dr. Brown was going to be on, and I told you that one of the things he's going to talk about was probiotic supplements, and I'm excited to have that as a topic because I think it's a very important topic, and I think Nature's Way has some products that really merit discussion. I'm going to climb onto my soapbox, though, before we get started. You know, when you were listening to the introduction to the show, there was a comment there about how we at the Wilner Window cut through marketing hype and bias. And I hope that is how it always turns out, because that's indeed what we try to do. You know, when you listen to some of the commercials and the advertisements on the radio, on TV, hopefully not on our show, you'll hear ads for products that make all kinds of miraculous claims. They'll throw about every marketing buzzword at you that they can think of. Companies that used to be in the cosmetic business now all of a sudden have a weight loss product that just is miraculous in how well it works. Somebody discovered some probiotic strain in Japan, and it's so wonderful. And the whole commercial is making all sorts of claims. But if you listen carefully and take a step back for a moment, you'll realize that very often on those types of commercials, they neglect to give you any information as to what is in the product. Why is it so good? What is it about the product that makes it do all these things that they're claiming? If all of a sudden there's a great weight loss product that works so well, why? what's in it? Don't you want to know that? Sometimes they'll tell you what's not in it, but they don't tell you what is in it. And there are similar advertisements for probiotic supplements where they'll make all sorts of claims, but they neglect to address what I consider are some of the most important parts of what you should be looking for in a good probiotic supplement. Things like how much probiotic is in there. What is the potency? Is the potency guaranteed to the time when you actually buy it off the shelf? Is it formulated in such a way so that it will reach the part of your body where it should do what it's supposed to be doing? Is there any reason to be confident that what they say, the various strains that are on the label, are what's really in the product? These, to me, are the important things that you want to be looking for when you're being told about various types of products. And the reason I'm now stepping down off of my soapbox and taking a deep breath, T.S. Eliot said, I'll take a glass of water, J. Alfred Prufrock or something. Anyway, the Nature's Way product line, they have a line called the Primadophilus. They're probiotic supplements, and they indeed address the various concerns I just mentioned. So we're going to talk about that, and you'll hopefully appreciate why I'm trying to emphasize this. Before we let Dr. Brown go into those particular details, why don't we first let him explain to everybody why this is such an important category of supplements, probiotics. Dr. Brown, why don't you tell everybody so what a probiotic is and why there is so much continued interest in probiotic supplements and why it's so important to our health.
Well, we have been talking for a long time, I know you have on the show, about gastrointestinal or intestinal health, digestive health, and that's always been the focus with probiotics, and obviously the effect that antibiotics have on destroying healthy bacterial flora in the GI tract. But what's emerging is, and what a lot of people don't realize, is that the GI tract, along with the skin and the outer part of the body, is one of the few parts of the body that's continually exposed to external influences. Until things are absorbed into the rest of the body, they're not in direct contact. So the intestinal tract, I heard somebody refer to it as the inner tube of life, maybe doesn't sound too appealing, is something that is constantly coming in contact with things that we eat and other things that come in through the GI tract, or through the mouth. And what's emerging is not only this issue of digestive health, but also the fact that the intestinal tract is the largest immune system, in the largest part of the immune system in the body. And the fact that as the GI tract goes and the health of the GI tract goes, so goes the health of the rest of the immune system. And what's interesting is that this is a lifelong issue, starting in very young infancy all the way to, as we get older and start aging. The fact that the GI tract really communicates with the rest of the immune system and keeps our immune system healthy as well. So that's one of the big areas with probiotics right now, is this influence on the immune system that they're discovering for these probiotics. So it's a very exciting time for this particular category.
Yeah, I think the key that you touched on is the fact that it's a mistake for us to kind of zero in on just digestive health. People hear that and they think, oh, it's going to help me if I'm a little bit constipated. It'll help me if I got a little gas or something. But that's really not the point. The point is that the health of your digestive system has a direct bearing on your entire bodily function, particularly the immune system.
Well, people like Dr. Podell and myself have been talking about, digestive health and intestinal health for a long time with regards to, other health in the body, skin, the immune system, that sort of thing. And so I think that, you know, to a certain extent, the research that's going on right now with probiotics is sort of validating that area. And I think it's important for us to kind of retrench. We're becoming more sophisticated in knowing how.
Now, we're assuming everybody knows what a probiotic is. A probiotic is what we call a friendly bacteria. Probably the one that you've heard most commonly would be Acidophilus, Lactobacillus acidophilus.
That's, right. There are two major families of these healthy bacteria. One is the Lactobacillus family, which has a variety of different subspecies, and then the Bifidobacterium. And the Lactobacilli are the predominant healthy organisms in the small intestinal tract, and then when we get down to the large intestine or the colon, the bifidobacteria become more predominant. And really, the definition of probiotic is quite nice. It means for life. And ironically, antibiotic means anti-life. So that's, it's almost the flip side. There, these are things that, again, you know, promote the health of the intestine. And there are bugs in the GI tract, a variety of different bugs in the GI tract, and some of them are things that if they become more predominant become harmful. And again, as we're talking about the probiotics, as these become a little bit more dominant, it usually leads to better digestive health and immune health, those sorts of things.
Okay, well, I think we're going to have to take a little break soon. As soon as we get back from the break, we'll cover some important topics such as why the potency of these types of products is so important, why it's so difficult to get the activity where you need it to be, and things of that sort. Okay, you know, we'll get into the supplement aspect of this and why one supplement can be different from another. Okay, Sam, what do you say we take a little break?
It sounds like a good idea. We'll be discussing probiotics in the next segment. Let me give you the phone number for the studio anyway. Further down the line, we will be taking your questions, 1-800-321-0710. This is the Wilner Window. I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Donald Brown, and we'll be back after these words.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good. This is Don Goldberg. We've been selling FlexNow joint formula for more than 12 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. The people from FlexNow have been doing something no other company has done before. They give me a printed list of people who have taken advantage of FlexNow's complete relief or a complete refund guarantee. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do. Well, we have sold over 3,000 packages of FlexNow during this time. Well over 95% of the people who bought FlexNow during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. Now, that's pretty impressive. So, if you have joint pain, maybe you should try FlexNow. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5% return rate, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
This is Sam Forbes, and before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and the best professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, you should do yourself a favor and shop at Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll also get great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. And in addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now, the full lines of Natrol, Twin Lab, Health from the Sun, BioForce, Kyolic, Nature's Herbs, and others are on sale at between 25 and 30% off list price. All right, so stop by Wilner Chemists and take advantage of these great sale prices. And while you're there, be sure to pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemists mailing list, well, you should be. We can also send you a copy of the catalog. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website. It's www.wilnerwith2ls.com, and you can subscribe online.
You can also visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. It's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement. Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, and we were discussing probiotics.
Yeah, let's, Dr. Brown, let's get to the supplement aspect of all this now. One of the things that we always emphasize is important when looking at a supplement form of probiotics is that you have a high-potency product. You want to explain to the listeners why high-potency is so important for these types of products?
Well, again, if you're taking it for general wellness purposes and now extending into the area of using it for specific conditions, we're learning more in those different areas about what an appropriate amount of these probiotics should be taken. And it's listeners should be aware of the fact that as opposed to milligrams or liters or the usual measurements that we're used to using, that the activity of probiotics is actually measured in something called colony forming units or CFUs. And so what is being discovered now is that particularly in conditions, for instance, when a person's taken antibiotics for a period of time, extending all the way into inflammatory bowel conditions like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, even irritable bowel syndrome, which is not an inflammatory condition, is that we're noticing that clinical trials are demonstrating that very high CFU counts, at least for a fairly concentrated period of time, seems to work better than low. And when we talk about high CFU counts, we're talking about 50 billion CFUs or above. There's even been studies up to 900 to 1,800 billion CFUs. So this has sort of extended the area of probiotics into this treatment area. Previously, most of the probiotic supplements and write-ups that you saw said that anything a billion CFUs and over would be good, and that was kind of the cutoff point. And there's a couple of exceptions to that. So what we're seeing now is that by sort of ramping up the CFUs, using hardier strains that can actually get through the stomach acid, are more stable, even if they're in the refrigerator, is sort of the trend of the future now.
And CFU stands for?
Is for colony-forming units. Basically what that means is in the laboratory when you grow these things, it's a count of how quickly they grow. So as opposed to using milligrams to talk about the potency, we talk about CFUs or colony forming units.
And products on the market should indicate CFU counts on the products.
They should definitely do that. And it's really, Don did a very nice job of introducing this area. Nature's Way is all about potency with regards to these products. And they're one of the early companies to say, look, we're not going to tell the consumer what the potency of this product is when they actually buy it. We're going to tell them what the potency of that product is all the way to expiration. So if that is, it says it has a shelf life of 18 months or 24 months, if that consumer buys the product at 24 months, they will be assured of having that amount of CFUs or potency in the product. And it's very interesting. An expert panel convened recently and went over a lot of different areas of probiotic supplementation. One of the big areas they zeroed in on is how deceiving it is to say at time of manufacture we have this many CFUs, because these probiotic organisms can be unstable if they're not handled correctly and those sorts of things. So companies that do the proper testing to look at how much is actually going to be in the capsule or how much is going to be in a sachet when it's actually purchased are the companies that are actually taking the high road or the responsible road in this area.
Yes, well, that's exactly one of the things that I was going to try to lead you up to, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because indeed many products, assuming that they have a potency claim, will be telling you what the potency is, as you said, at the time of manufacture, which may or may not mean anything. I mean, I think you guys have seen this also. You can try to make a tablet out of a probiotic supplement, and you can start with the billions of organisms. As soon as it comes out of the tablet press, most of them are gone.
That's correct.
Because just the heat involved in compressing a tablet will kill off many of these things. And, of course, the other important reason why we want the high potency is that we know that it's a difficult road for these little guys to make it from your mouth down to where they want to really do what we need to have them do. And knowing that we're going to lose at least a certain amount of them as they travel through your digestive tract, it's important to start with the high potency to begin with. Now, Nature's Way not only starts with the high potency guaranteed through expiration date, but you guys also do something else. Don't you protect them or do something to protect them as they travel through?
Well, for a lot of the encapsulated, for the majority of the encapsulated products, there's a very nice enteric natural enteric coating that's used that has been shown to protect these organisms through the stomach acid. There's a few things that probiotic organisms don't like. They don't like heat. They don't like light. They don't like oxygen. They're anaerobic organisms, and they don't like a very acidic environment. And so
that sounds like our intestinal system. I mean, our digestive system.
Exactly. So getting them through the stomach and into the small intestine, into the colon, using that extra added feature of the enteric coating is sort of an insurance policy. Now, there is a growing number of organisms or strains that have been developed in the probiotic area that are being demonstrated to have some resistance to stomach acid. And that's a good thing because of the fact that we're learning that there's also a need for probiotics sometimes with things like Dr. Podell could probably talk about this even more than myself. Helicobacter pylori is a bacteria that's associated with...
All right, Doctor, I'm going to have to cut in because we do need to take a quick break, including a check on the traffic, but I wanted you to continue about what some of the conditions that people may want to use probiotics for, as well as for their immune system, also perhaps some of the other highlights of the probiotic products that Nature's Way makes. So we'll be taking a quick break, including a quick check on the traffic. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, after this.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or OptiPack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
You're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and now let's get a quick check of the WOR traffic.
In Manhattan, Madison Avenue closed 70th to 71st and 70th down between 5th and Madison due to steam leak that Con Ed is working on. Also on the FDR Drive, some slow traffic, Triborough Bridge to 34th Street. That is due to ongoing flooding. Belt Parkway at the Mill Basin Drawbridge, there's flooding. Looks like that's starting to subside, though, which is good news. Jackie Robinson Parkway, eastbound side of Myrtle Avenue, all lanes are subject to closure. We have an accident being cleared. Also traveling on the LIE and the Grand Central Parkway through Queens. That's actually in pretty good shape for you, which is good news. Heading into the Garden State, some slow traffic on Route 80, eastbound side 280, although an accident has been clear from the express lanes. Getting across the Hudson River, no issues to speak of, including the Tappan Zee Bridge, although they will slow you down to 35 miles an hour. This report sponsored by Jump. See Jump at the Union Square Theater, the show that Time Out New York gave 4 stars and the Star Ledger called a clever kung fu cartoon for the family crowd. For tickets, visit jumpnewyork.com or ticketmaster.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. And before we get back to our discussion, if you're looking for gift ideas for the holiday season, here's two of them. First, to show that you really care, give a gift certificate from Wilner Chemists. You could stop by either store or you can call 1-800-633-1106 and place an order over the phone. Another nice gift idea is the Desert Essence Organics Body Care Sampler Gift Pack. It's only $9.95. And for more details, stay tuned during our next break and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. Now let's get back to our discussion. You were just talking about E. coli and the role of probiotics, Dr. Brown.
Actually, I was talking about something called Helicobacter pylori.
Oh, H. pylori. I'm sorry.
Right, it's pylori,
the ulcer former.
Yeah, right. which is the organism that the bacteria that's been found to be in high accounts and associated with ulcers and also mm-hmm. inflammation of the stomach known as gastritis. And the fact that they've done studies with probiotics that are actually delivered into the stomach, and it not only helps with the clearance of the H. pylori, mm-hmm. but it also reduces the side effects from the standard antibiotic treatment. I don't know if Dr. Podell has seen those particular studies, but they're very interesting.
Oh, yes. I was just looking at them while you were talking. They're all over the National Library of Medicine website. It seems that the lactobacillus really works.
Okay, so Dr. Brown, now that we've sort of laid the groundwork, let's talk about this, the products themselves. Obviously, as we've said, this is Nature's Way product line called Primadophilus, but they have a whole bunch of different variations here. Can you maybe give us sort of an overview of the various types of Primadophilus products and when would you use one, when would you use the other, and some of the newer ones that are out there?
Right. Let's start with one that came out a couple of years ago called Primadophilus Optima. It's a 35 billion CFU product, and it's a combination of a variety of different lactobacilli and bifidobacterium strains. As a matter of fact, there's about 15 different strains in this particular product. This is an excellent product for an adult that's looking for a very good daily, once-a-day probiotic supplement. And the feedback on this product has been phenomenal so far. A lot of people who were complaining of different sort of vague digestive problems in addition to, cleaning up their diet and stuff have gone on this particular product and have had excellent results. Well, they also put in a little bit of what's called fructooligosaccharide, or FOS. It's a prebiotic. Interesting thing, we have probiotics. Probiotics actually feed on different types of fibers, and particularly these non-digestible fibers, and FOS is the one that particularly the bifidobacterium likes. So they put that together. That's a real nice once-a-day supplement. They've also got a very nice Primadophilus bifidus combination that's very good for colon health for people that are interested in focusing in that particular area. The one that is a brand-new product to the Primadophilus line that I think is really exciting is one called Primadophilus Intensive. It actually, as opposed to coming in capsules, comes in little sachets. This is 100 billion CFU to the time of expiration. So it's a very, very high potency probiotic, and it's really designed for people who, as the name implies, need a more intensive a burst of probiotics. So somebody who's been on antibiotics, particularly people who've been on extended antibiotic use, this is an excellent product. And another area is also people who have inflammatory bowel conditions like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and then also, as I mentioned before, irritable bowel syndrome. Studies are starting to look at higher CFU counts in these particular people. And last but not least, and I think maybe, probably more applicable to people who are coming into the store and doing things like colon health cleansing and that sort of thing, is that a lot of people forget that after a very intensive intestinal cleansing program or detoxification program, that it's good to reinstate the healthy flora. And so the intensive product is really sort of a nice final phase of that as well.
Both Dr. Podell and I want to ask you a question. First, I want to ask you about, probiotics and antibiotics and when you can take them. But first, let's give Dr. Podell a chance to ask you a question.
Let me ask a small non-philosophical question. As a practicing physician, I'm not quite sure whether I should be starting lactobacillus at low doses, like a billion units, and working up to 35 billion. I'm a little afraid that if I start with 35 billion, the people will get bloated and stomach upset, and then they're not going to continue it long enough to get the benefits. So one question is, as a practical matter, how do you start this?
Rich, I used to think the same thing, and that used to be the theory. It was that, you know, you start low, no more than a billion, maybe to 5 billion, and you kind of work a person up. My practical experience recently has been it's actually just the opposite. I think people that are really in need of probiotics oftentimes do better with the higher CFU counts. And I was kind of surprised when Nature's Way, for instance, came out with the Optima product, which is, I said, 35 billion CFUs, that in fact, if anything, they're people who you would expect to have digestive complaints using a very intensive product were having the exact opposite. They were noticing that their digestion was improved using the product. So I'm starting to move away from that. And we're also seeing now, you know, clinical studies coming out on people with ulcerative colitis where they're still being treated for their ulcerative colitis. I don't want to say that the probiotics are a treatment, but what they're finding is that when people go on probiotics, that they actually stay in remission longer. In other words, they're free of symptoms longer than they normally would be without. And they're using incredibly high amounts of probiotics. So I'm actually starting to move off of that platform that we need to build up slowly.
Good.
Before you move on, Sam, on that subject, you know, I think we all know that we need to be careful of fiber supplements. Starting people off on fiber supplements too much, too quickly can cause gas and bloating, cramping perhaps. Maybe the prebiotics that are in some of these probiotic supplements might, because they are of a fibrous nature, might cause that, but I'm not sure I understand why one would anticipate gas and bloating from just the straight high dose probiotics.
Don, I think it's one of those things that somebody probably speculated and came up with this theory of needing to, and I've heard it all over the place, and particularly at alternative medicine.
It's sort of like you can't use echinacea.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of took off and got it. I agree with you about the prebiotics, though, but keep in mind that, you know, with FOS, for instance, or inulin, that in studies that have been done with that, they're using about 5 to 8 grams a day when they're using therapeutic amounts, and even then, about maybe 5% of the people have you know, intestinal problems or, you know, gas and blood.
And if you can quickly address the issue of probiotics and antibiotics.
Well, the studies have been done where a person starts taking the antibiotics when they start taking the antibiotics, and then typically what I recommend is another 10 to 14 days after. Ideally, it would be nice if you could keep the probiotic supplementation away from the antibiotic by about maybe 4 hours.
Okay.
And that's not an exact science, but that's sort of in the ballpark.
Very good.
Well, Sam, while we're on those practical type questions, maybe we ought to throw one more at Dr. Brown before we open the phones. Very common question. This is a very controversial. When should you take the probiotic? With
right.
food, before food, 6.5 minutes and 10 seconds after food, while standing on your head,
you refrigerate it?
Very, very good question. Let's talk about when to take it. If it's an enteric coated product, you don't have to be concerned. You can take it any time because what we're really dealing with there is the issue of stomach acid. There's a misconception out there that you should take probiotics on an empty stomach, for instance, in the morning if you're taking a non-enteric coated product. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Your stomach acid actually goes down after you eat in the morning. So if you're going to have your bowl of yogurt in the morning, try to take your probiotic pretty close to when you're having breakfast, if not right after.
So one more time, we at Wilner Chemist have been vindicated because that's what we've been telling people all along. With food. Okay. All right, Sam, where are we? Are we written out? Well, let's see. Can we maybe try and squeeze in a phone call?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's talk to Jack from Queens. Thanks for waiting, Jack. What's your question?
I was wondering if Wilma Chemist sells a whole food product that has probiotics, protein, greens, and vitamins in it instead of having to buy all separate things that I could throw into a blender and make a nutritious meal out of.
Well, there's a number of products on the market that combine whole food type components like the spirulina and the grasses and some herbs and some vegetable and fruit extracts with probiotics.
We have the allergy research product that we used to advertise, the name of which...
ProGreens?
Yeah, ProGreens. Of course, Jack, you have to remember that as soon as you start, you know, the nice thing about these combination products is, of course, convenience. Everything is there and so forth. The problem whenever you start combining things is that then you always run the risk of reducing the potency of the various things to get that convenience. So... if you're doing this for like a general supplemental, just kind of staying healthy regimen, you probably don't need to worry about that. And indeed, these combination products might be fine. If on the other hand, you're utilizing a probiotic for a therapeutic purpose, all right?
Right.
Then I would suggest that you go with something like the Primadophilus, with the intensive or the Optum or something like that, at least during the period that you're using it therapeutically. Guys, you want to...
Don, I would argue that if a person is looking for a reliable delivery form of probiotics, that they probably ought to go with something that is either in a controlled capsule or a sachet where they're stable, because Nature's Way has done a lot of testing of liquid products and also products that are claiming to have probiotics in food, and the count is astronomically low. I mean, really, really low. And so it's not a real reliable delivery form, and keep in mind that these guys start dying off real quickly when you put them in a blender or you subject them to liquid. So it's not a real reliable way to take your probiotics, even for wellness purposes.
Okay, it's time for a short break. I'd like to invite Dr. Brown, if you would, talk a little bit about I think it's a good idea to give probiotics to everybody. I think everybody should include it, because I think there's an overall immune benefit, particularly during the cold and flu season. I'd like you to touch a little bit on that, but we are going to take a quick break, and we will take your phone calls. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for us, and I see we've got a couple of lines open, so if you'd like to give us a call, do so. 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, in just a moment, but first, you're still looking for gifts for the holiday? Great stocking stuffer type presents? Well, we've got the perfect gift from Desert Essence Organics. It's packed in a nice travel bag, the Organics Body Care Kit, preservative-free, cruelty-free, 100% vegan and organic from Desert Essence, contains travel-size bottles of the following: shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and hand and body lotion. You have a choice of red raspberry or Italian red grape. A free Hydro Body Sponge is also included in each kit. What a perfect gift. The Desert Essence Organics Body Care Travel Kit is only $9.95. Attractive, practical, and environmentally friendly. The main portion of the zipper top travel bag is a heavy clear plastic, which will come in handy at airport security checkpoints as well. Desert Essence Organics Body Care Travel Kit, the perfect stocking stuffer for holiday gifts. Only $9.95, and it's available at Wilner Chemists.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
What would be the ideal supplement for weight loss? Well, it should help to increase metabolism, it should improve mood, it should help metabolize fats and protein for energy, and it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Well, Natrol thinks so. They developed a product called Slenderite. How does Slenderite do all of this? Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just 2 tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite, Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, is available at Wilner Chemists, of course. And the entire line is Natrol line is on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, Dr. Brown, I asked you a question before the end of the last break, and I do want you to answer, but we've got a couple of listeners who are interested in probiotics, and they have a few questions. Let's see if you can answer it for them. Let's talk to Lucille from Stamford, Connecticut. How can we help you today, Lucille?
I'm glad I turned your program on because I just started taking probiotics.
Okay.
And you mentioned a certain amount that should be taken, and I don't know. It's working very well, I might add.
Well,
excellent. I'm 82 years old,
right.
And never really had a big problem, but as you get older, I guess your digestion doesn't work as well.
That's a good point.
It contains 10 milligrams of lactobacillus acidophilus, which contains over 100 million active, the same word, acidophilus, including the naturally occurring metabolic product produced by that word, lactobacillus, whatever.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, all probiotic products may not be made the same. If you're taking this product, and it does seem on the low side in terms of the amounts,
mm-hmm.
You know, you could try something a little bit stronger, perhaps one of the Nature's Way products. But you said you feel like it's working, so you can't argue with success.
It certainly is in a large way.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. I agree with Sam. One of the things that's very interesting, and I don't mean to pick on you, by the way, congratulations on being 82. It sounds like you're in good health. But one of the things that is very important to remember is that as we age and we get over the age of, say, 65, studies have indicated that the bifidobacterium family starts to decrease, not just the amount, but the diversity. And so I'm a real big fan of people when they're getting into that over 65 group to start to focus a little bit more on the bifidobacterium family. So you mentioned that you have lactobacillus acidophilus. That's good for the small intestine, but keep in mind that studies have shown that particularly with people as they're aging, that bifidobacterium starts to go down. When they replenish that, their immune systems are actually healthier. Fascinating new studies with bifidobacterium. So I would suggest that maybe you look at something that combines a nice combination of the bifidobacterium as well.
Now, which one of the Nature's Way products would be good for her?
Well, there's the Primidophilus bifidus. That's a real nice, simple way to do it. And also a nice new product called the Bifidus Pearl, Probifia Pearl is what it's called. And that's a nice little pearl form that doesn't need to be refrigerated. So those would be the two choices in the Nature's Way line. Also, getting back to the Optima product, that's a real nice combination of a variety of different lactobacilli species together with a good healthy amount of bifidobacterium. So that would be another one to think of.
The Optima Primidophilus has both.
Primidophilus Optima has both. Yeah,
right.
That would be an excellent choice.
Okay.
Actually, Sam, one of the things I like about the Primodophilus line overall is that all of the products have a combination. And I kind of like that because, like Dr. Brown is pointing out, I think it's a very rare situation where a patient or a customer only needs one particular strain. I think in most cases you will benefit by having a properly balanced mixture of these various types of friendly bacteria. And even the Primodophilus bifidus, which is heavy in the bifidus, also contains some Acidophilus,
right.
some Rhamnosus. So it's also a blend. It just kind of focuses heavier, I think, on the bifidus, but it still has some of the other ones in there too. So all of the Primodophilus products are balanced formulas targeted for their various purposes.
Okay, thanks for the call, Lucille. Was there anything else you needed? Okay, she's gone. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Let's talk to Linda from Newark, Delaware. How can we help you today, Linda?
Hi. Several years ago, I had to have most of my colon removed.
Right.
Due to a blockage, I did not have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have less than a foot of colon. Should I take probiotics?
Well, it sounds like you should, but go ahead, Dr. Brown.
Yeah, it's a good question. I certainly invite Dr. Podell to jump in. I am a firm believer that people who've had resection should go ahead and take a probiotic. Obviously, in your situation, probably something that would be, again, a little bit more balanced towards or slanted towards the lactobacilli family, because the small intestine is where you're going to be getting most of your activity with the missing colon issue. So I would probably say yes, it would be a good idea, and very, very important whenever a person has surgery or they have an inflammatory bowel condition or they've been treated for cancer or people who have diseases of the immune system. The other thing that you want to ask supplement companies that sell probiotics is, have their probiotics been tested for safety? And that's a very, very important issue, because there are some probiotic organisms that sometimes can be absorbed into the bloodstream and can become dangerous once that happens. The definition of a probiotic is it's supposed to stop in the GI tract, start setting up house there, and stay there and influence the body's immune system from there and digestive health from there, but not go into the bloodstream. So that's another important issue. So I would say yes. But work with your doctor on identifying, or work with the people at Wilner Chemists on identifying a supplement that has been tested for its safety.
Well, which one of your products would you suggest?
I think an excellent product would be the Primodophilus rotari product. Would be an excellent one, because that particular organism has been extensively studied for safety.
I've actually been waiting for you to mention it. If not, I was going to mention it myself. That's a product that I certainly like a lot, and perhaps we only have a few minutes left to this first hour of the Wilner Chemist, but perhaps a little bit now and a little bit later we could talk more about it, Dr. Brown.
Well, rotari, Don mentioned the fact that, you know, it's in most cases it's good to take a diversity of organisms, and I agree with him. Rotari is an example of one of those organisms where, like Lactobacillus GG, where they've done a lot of research on one particular organism. And so rotari has been looked at in everything from children to the elderly, and shown to have positive effects on immune health, people staying well longer, but also with regards to treating people after they've taken antibiotics, diarrhea in children, those sorts of things. So it's one of those more therapeutically focused types of probiotics.
Don, I wonder if you could say a little bit more about this, the idea that maybe some of the probiotics would get into the bloodstream instead of the gut. There have been occasional case reports of endocarditis allegedly with lactobacillus. They're very, very rare. Is there some way to, you know, get ahead of that and not let that happen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Rich. It's called translocation, and what that basically means, it's a fancy word for the fact that these things, which are normally supposed to stay in the GI tract, pass into the bloodstream. And even though they're health promoting in the GI tract, some of them, when they get into the bloodstream, can be dangerous. Most probiotics, ironically, when they're tested, actually decrease the permeability of the gut. They actually decrease the ability of pathogenic bacteria to get into the bloodstream. So most probiotics are actually preventing that. But there have been cases of people
with
severely immunocompromised.
I have to jump in there, Dr. Brown, because we're coming toward the end of the first hour. We will continue after this break. Go ahead.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And you'll be with us for the next hour, Dr. Brown? Okay. Yes, he will. And we are your nutritional, new Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multiple line of multivitamin supplements. And by the way, they're all on sale. The whole line is 30% off. This is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We'll see you right after break in the news. So stay tuned, and if you're calling in, just hang on. We'll answer all your questions.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.